With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the United States accuses Russia of escalating the conflict in Ukraine by deploying North Korean troops. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller described Russia's deployment of 11,000 North Korean troops as a major escalation and that the U.S. response would be firm. He did not confirm that the Biden administration has authorized Ukraine to strike far into Russia with American-made weapons. But Miller said the U.S. will always adapt and adjust the capabilities we provide to Ukraine when it's appropriate to do so. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Spirit Airlines officials say they're looking to reboot as the airline struggles to regain its footing after the pandemic. Restructuring's in the works for the financially struggling Spirit Airlines now that it's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The budget air carrier lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020, and it still hasn't reached profitability again, and its debt payments are more than $1 billion over the next year. But Spirit officials say customers can continue to book and fly without interruption. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A judge has struck down Wyoming's overall ban on abortion and its first in the nation explicit prohibition on the use of medication to end pregnancy. Teton County District Judge Melissa Owens ruled Monday that the laws violate women's rights under the state constitution. Abortion has remained legal in Wyoming while Owens has blocked the laws from taking effect in previous orders. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 55 points, the NASDAQ rose 111. This is SRN News. Dr. Erwin Lutzer is pastor emeritus of Moody Church in Chicago. In an interview with correspondent Lori Tradup of SRN News, Dr. Lutzer exposes the heart of America's cultural crisis as it impacts Christian pastors in pulpits all across our country.
We believe in the separation of church and state, but you cannot separate the state from morality. So I believe that pastors have the responsibility of preaching to all of those issues, you know, whether or not it's abortion, transgenderism, same-sex marriage. We preach about those issues which today are deemed political, but they are, point in fact, very biblical.
Erwin Lutzer's newest book about embracing biblical truths is titled The Eclipse of God, Our Nation's Disastrous Search for a More Inclusive Deity and What We Must Do About It. It's available now from Harvest House Publishers. SRN News. And now there are six. A half dozen monkeys are still on the loose after dozens escaped earlier this month from a South Carolina compound that breeds the primates for research.
Two more of the critters were recaptured over the weekend outside the company's facility. 43 monkeys made a break for it about 2 weeks ago after an employee at what the locals call the monkey farm didn't fully lock their enclosure. The Alpha Genesis compound they escaped from breeds the monkeys to sell to medical facilities and other researchers. A spokesman says all of the recaptured monkeys have been examined and are in excellent health. Rich Thomason reporting.
Officials say a man has carried out a string of stabbings across a swath of Manhattan that killed three people. The 51-year-old suspect is in police custody after Monday morning's attacks. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.